Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I just said, Jay, be there, be square. And then I was thinking, a lot of square people. Do people even use that expression anymore?
He's kind of square. I've heard it. Yeah. I don't feel like it's the norm, no. But
is your father, yes. Is your father square? Your mother square?
Oh, no. They're so hip. There's another one I'm bringing back for you.
But it's hip to be square. Remember that Huey Lewis song? Hip to
oh,
be square.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It is hip to be square in some people's lives. What's your ideal life? Think about that as you're going through your day today. If you had a magic wand, I say all the time, if I were king of the world, what would you do? What would you clean up about your life? The people that were around you. Who would you have? Who would you want to have around you? And what would your ideal life be like? Are you living it? Now, think about it, Jay. Are you living your ideal life?
Not far from it, although I will say, when you started talking about a magic wand to clean up your life, I was thinking, like, cool, laundry done.
There
then
you go.
Then you went deeper.
The dishes are done, right? Dinner's ready. All that good stuff. I just find it interesting that we here in this country have more freedom than most to do what we want to do. We don't, maybe some of us work on the weekends. I work on the weekends because I choose to. I like to work. I like my mornings. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all of my life between the farm and radio. Most of my radio career has been in the morning. And I like being up in the morning. I like getting going in the morning. I feel like it's the cat's meow, if you will, or the cow's moo. Or the pig's oink, or however.
Whatever animal, whatever. Insert here.
Yeah, the bee's knees. Thank you, Chris. At any rate, right now we are here, and we are trying to improve the conditions. Depends on, I guess, your definition of improving. Some of the things we talk about hopefully have an impact on you. For example, here is a story about journalist Katie Weaver, who is being praised, in fact, for the heartwarming obituary that she wrote about her mother, Dr. Maureen Brennan Weaver, passed away earlier this month. Readers praising the writer for masterfully making them laugh and cry
right
at the same time. How
like,
about that? She's a writer of the New York Times.
You don't think of most obituaries to go viral, and this one... Oh, yeah, she's a writer by trade, and clearly it's working for her. Her mom, unfortunately, passed away too early at the age of 65, and she opens the obit with saying how her mom was ahead of schedule, surprising all of their friends and family for the first time in her life. Like, so clearly she was always late. And
passing away, yeah.
Yeah, had a bunch of jokes, but she also said how her mom never did house calls, except for the people she liked. And she liked
She's
a lot of people.
She's a podiatrist.
Yes.
Right? Foot doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she liked a lot of people, so therefore she set whole days aside where she would do those house calls. And she was a person who liked to save money in the sense of finding the best deals. And she would clip coupons, and she'd put those coupons... If she found a bunch of coupons for diapers, she didn't need coupons for diapers. She didn't need to buy any diapers. So she would take those coupons to the store and leave them in the diaper aisle for people to find.
Now, there's an ideal life. Thinking about ideal lives, yeah? That's an ideal life. That's the daughter makes the mother's life seem ideal as could be. So, yeah. The conclusion I thought was interesting. It reads... Quote, no amount of time with the astonishing Maureen would have been enough for her family and friends. So she gave us enough toothbrushes and memories to last several lifetimes. Oh, how we loved her.
Yeah, isn't that sweet? There was another story in the obit saying how one of the deals she would find would just be these mass supplies of toothbrushes. Mm-hmm. So they were never wanting for toothbrushes. They always had enough.
Yeah, but I've known people like that, haven't you? And I always got more socks than I possibly could need. Or anyway, pick something out of the air. That's a nice story. Nice.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
congratulations.
A great obituary.
Yeah. Okay, so now back to the reality of what we're talking about that's moderately serious. There's another Supreme Court decision. This one makes it harder for prosecutors to win convictions of doctors accused of running pill mills and excessively prescribing opioids and other addictive drugs. I'm not sure. I think I feel like this isn't the right way to go, but let's, at any rate, I could have, you can, this is a 9-0 ruling, so, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Landslide.
Yeah. Justice Stephen Breyer wrote the opinion. He sided with a couple of doctors who argued that their trials were unfair because jurors were not required to consider whether the two doctors had good faith reasons to believe the number of opioid prescriptions that were made, were they valid or not? Which seems...
That's questionable because... Yeah, you should know what you're prescribing and that even if there's in good faith and you think somebody isn't one to abuse them, they can still be very addictive. And a lot of people who become addicted to those kind of pills that were once prescribed didn't intend becoming addicts.
Well, they didn't. I just think that we think, the public thinks, that there's too much of this. We're led to believe, and you look around. So where's the happy medium? You listen to this radio program, and you can hear drug ads. You listen to most any radio program, you hear drug ads. You watch television, you hear the drug and see the drug ads. Mm-hmm. You see them all over social media. It's like pounding away at you. See your doctor about taking this drug.
And if it's right for you. And a lot of times the side effects might be worse than what the drug was originally trying to deal with. Side effects are worse than the original symptoms.
How about we try to figure out what it is that's natural? What are you missing normally when you're prescribed a pill, a drug? It's because you're missing something. You're not either absorbing, you're not inhaling, you're not eating and digesting the right foods.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, a doctor really doing his or her best would be examining what your lifestyle is about. What are you lacking? What minerals do you not get? What vitamins do you not get? And give you that stuff before they give you a damn pill.
Yeah.
That would be...
No, exactly. Well, that's why there should be more of a mix between medicinal and holistic side of things. Because what can we do in the long term, not just deal with what you're dealing now, but why is it happening and how do we prevent this from happening later? Like you said, Doug, what's natural that we can do? But at the same time, that doesn't always work. Sometimes, like for diabetes or heart disease or high cholesterol, sometimes people have to take certain things that their body it is not functioning as it should, and there's nothing else going on. But there should be some kind of combination. It shouldn't be a one-size-fits-all.
It's very interesting to look at all of, we're being inundated, as normally is the case at the end of June, with all these rulings that have been worked on and piled up. Most of them they don't want to make public because they're too controversial until they leave town, because they're a bunch of cowards, apparently. This decision, like some of the others, the coach who sought to pray after a game, I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem with this, the pill thing, though, and thinking it through. Although, really, their decision, remember, sometimes we misunderstand where this is supposed to go. The court will make a decision. In this case, they sent the ruling back to the local courts. And therefore, they didn't make a decision because the local courts had sided with the doctors. So they didn't really do anything. They just said, we're not going to take this up. And it goes back to the local jurisdiction. And so now doctors probably will feel more free to prescribe medications instead of really looking into what's wrong.
And there are some incredibly wonderful doctors out there.
Of course
there are. Just like any other career, not all of them are. I remember when I lived in California, I had strep throat, and I knew I had strep throat because I get strep throat a lot, and they wanted to prescribe me pain pills. And I was like, no, I want you to take a test. Like, give me a rapid test. Do what I... cover what I'm actually sick with. And there are some who are just like, well, let me just give you pills and send you on your way.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a couple of comments that I want to get to with listener comments in our focus next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Calling all dinosaur fans. Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
I always think I know when the commercial is over. Not quite. Okay, so a couple of comments on the pill poppers. That's what some people refer to these doctors as. Don writes, doctors like these two have made it extremely difficult for genuine pain sufferers to get prescriptions for what can be agonizing pain. Patients with terminal cancer have had medications withheld because of concerns about addiction. People who have been given an estimated 6 months to live aren't really too concerned about whether they're going to get addicted. And that's a good point, I think, under the circumstances.
Oh, yeah, very valid.
Here's Irene who says, I'm 75, been suffering with debilitating pain from severe arthritis for 5 years. I'm made to feel guilty for asking for a couple of tramadols. I don't know, what's tramadol? It must be a... something that is could give sort of the pain, I'm guessing. Anyway, the doctor says he can't give me more than 30 pills at a time. Okay, so if they last a couple of months, then you go back and get some more. Then I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that are taking pills like after I had my finger operated on. The doctor says he wants something to kill the pain. I said I get some. It's called Advil. He said, no, all I was going to give you... And I said, no, I don't want that stuff. And so if you're strong enough to stand up to the doctor, then you can get somewhere. Okay.
Well, but it's also different pains, too. Because that with the finger thing, yeah, that probably hurt so bad. And you had to do mind over matter not to take more. My C-section, I took those pain pills. That was a big surgery. Normally, I don't take the pain pills just because they make me sick. They actually make me sick more than anything.
Were the pain pills, could they have been construed as being addictive, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, they were. And my doctor was on me for it. She really? Monitored me very, very closely.
All right, that's good. 21 after the hour.
Extend. Trendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now. Time for some astoundingly astute comments from listeners. You have to be astute if you're listening to this program. By the way, speaking of listeners, I've heard from people that it's neat when I hear and I can get a direct connection with people who are listening and comments as we speak, where they come from all around the country. And in fact, somebody commenting from Lisbon, Portugal, this morning. Hello. Lisbon.
Oh, very nice.
Great. That's a great city. And that's the beauty of doing this now with all of the various, you know, I'm antagonistic toward a lot of the new, the sorts of things that we confront us. So how do we, yesterday I was on the line with somebody I couldn't understand. They sent me a whole page of things that I have to do to straighten out an account that I have. And it was go to this site and click on this link and do this and that. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. Phone call. I need a phone call. And so we worked through the problems by actually talking. What a concept. Talking about what the problem was and fixing it that way. But there are so many people who say, like when you and I talk, Jay, about fixing something that needs to be fixed in social media or maybe one of my devices. And, you know, you're good at finding out. I don't happen to practice at that pew. And so I don't want to. I expect that if somebody wants to do business with me, they'll go the extra mile and talk me through how to do stuff. If they don't want to do that, then I said to this lady, you can cancel my account. As soon as I said that, the phone rang. So.
So it's how it is. See, if I could just chat with somebody online or go do it myself, I'm all for that. But when I can't, if I call, I want a person immediately. I don't want that carousel of that robot that's like, state why you're calling. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Okay, let's go into this spot. Okay, please state why you're calling. And I'm like just screaming into the phone obscenities
me a
person.
Me too. You too, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me an effing person to talk to. Yes. Okay. Danny Bonaducci is in the celebrity gossip department. Remember Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family? We used to say in New England, the Partridge Family. Bonaducci was a child star. He did some television work, and then he started doing radio and had some pretty good successes working in some radio stations. As a matter of fact, I think he's on a station in Seattle now. He's just come back. because he's been sick. What the heck was wrong with him? Was it mental or physical?
No, still no idea. It was some mystery illness made him lose his ability to speak. He couldn't walk. He is still using a cane, but he's able to talk again. And he thought maybe he had a stroke because he saw his dad have a stroke. It was pretty much the same thing. He's sitting with his wife talking, and all of a sudden she just has this worried look, and she's like, you're not saying actual words right now. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gets him to the doctor. They do all the tests. There was no stroke seen. They have no idea what happened, but everything's starting to come back again. And it seems like this is happening a lot, even though it was Haley and Justin Bieber. He had... Ramsey syndrome that he's dealing with right now from the virus that causes...
It's like when you have your face palsy. What's that called? Bell's palsy.
Yeah, chicken pox and shingles. It's created this infection in his ear, and half of his face has become paralyzed. Yeah. She dealt with, his wife, Haley Bieber, dealt with something similar where it was not a microstroke, but it wasn't far off from a microstroke where she had to go to the hospital. It was a blood clot that ended up correcting itself while she was en route to the hospital, but she started to have stroke-like symptoms. Danny Bonaducci, they didn't find anything, but he almost was having stroke-like symptoms. Is this a new thing to all of these different things are having symptoms of stroke-like situations?
Speaking of Hailey Bieber, she's got a skincare company that was sued for trademark infringement. Did you see that?
I did. Yeah, it's the name that she's going with is actually her middle name, and the trademark that's currently owned is for a clothing company by the same name. She's doing a skincare line, and she owns the trademark for the skincare line. So it's looking like she's going to win this case, and she's not going to have to rename her skincare line.
28 past the hour.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Haberman. About 90% of people who suffer out-of-hospital cardiac arrest die. But CPR, especially if performed immediately, could double or triple a cardiac arrest victim's chance of survival. First Officer Matthew Clark suffered a cardiac arrest during a flight he was piloting.
I was incredibly fortunate to go into cardiac arrest around colleagues trained in CPR and the use of AEDs who were confident enough to use them.
Only about 40% of people who experience an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest receive the immediate help that they need before professional help arrives.
About 50% of people can locate an automated defibrillator or AED at work. Learn CPR and learn how to use an AED so you can help save a life in an emergency.
Find out where you can learn how to use an AED and learn how to do CPR at cpr.heart.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sworn in Thursday as the first black female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. She'll succeed the retiring Stephen Breyer. Jackson was confirmed to replace Breyer in April, but then had to wait until he stepped down at the end of the 9-month term. The death toll of illegal immigrants who died after being abandoned in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio rose to 53 on Wednesday, according to the Bexar County Medical Examiner. More than a dozen others were hospitalized with heat-related injuries. CBS News reported this appears to be the deadliest human smuggling case in modern U.S. history. And disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly received a 30-year prison sentence on Wednesday following last year's conviction on federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A sandwich chain is in trouble for allegedly violating child labor laws.
The U.S. Department of Labor is finishing up an investigation into several Jersey Mike's Subs locations. Authorities found the sandwich chain broke child labor laws by allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work past 7 p.m. on school days and more than 3 hours on school days. The shops also neglected to keep proof of age documents on file. In total, Jersey Mike's is paying nearly $25,000 for violating civil liberties. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A team searching a Mississippi courthouse for evidence about the 1955 lynching of black teenager Emmett Till has found the unserved warrant charging a white woman in his kidnapping. The Associated Press said a clerk found the warrant last week, which names Carolyn Bryant Donham on a kidnapping charge. Till's relatives say they want her taken into custody. Authorities are investigating the deaths of an 18-month-old child and his father after both bodies were found at their home in Virginia this week. Chesterfield County Police said they believe the child died after his father unintentionally left him alone inside the car for several hours. Officers discovered the child dead at his family's residence on Tuesday and the father's body in a wooded area behind the house. His death is being investigated as a suicide. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Inside baseball, inside the world of radio, inside your life, inside of the day.
Inside
this is the Doug Steffen. Could be. What did you. Huh? Who? What? Ah. What'd you say?
I said inside your mind.
Yeah, that's not a good place. The dangerous place to be sometimes. Speaking of that, Whoopi Goldberg has warned Clarence Thomas. This is continuing Yakabunga about the Supreme Court and all of the things that are ancillary to it. I find most of the time the view is a waste of time. But anyway, she had a stern warning for Clarence Thomas, saying that Roe and its rollback could result in a Loving versus Virginia. As well. This is Virginia, his wife. Right? There are going to be people who are going to be gunning for her because of her involvement in January 6th. And so this has been a lot of conversation, and there are more liberals on The View than there are conservatives. And again,
yeah, and that's unfortunate. You hope that there would be, everybody would be well represented. It used to be Meghan McCain was the only Republican, and then she left. And I don't know who they replaced her with, but with Loving versus Virginia. Oh, I'm so sorry. I keep hitting my mic. I'm not very body aware today, apparently. With Loving versus Virginia, that is the Loving family, a black woman and a white man married, and that was when it was illegal then, and Virginia sided with them, saying, no, you don't need segregation when it comes to marriage, and the segregation, I believe, was already done. I can't remember what year that was, but people are worried that everything's going to be overturned, that there will no longer be gay marriage will be allowed. There will no longer be people who are allowed to marry outside of their own race. And that's just...
It's not America.
It's a little preposterous.
You're going to kill the goose. You know what? The Republicans are going to have their butts handed to them at the election. The Republicans have pretty much everybody there. The Republicans are consumed with the electoral process more so than the average Democrat. So the Republicans are engaged, and they're working for candidates, and they get out the vote, and that's cool, except that there are more registered Democrats than there are registered Republicans, and if there aren't, you can be sure that young, active women are going to really get out the vote this time around and in the next president for a while. But under the circumstances, if you look ahead, the five people that are quote-unquote conservatives or right of center, however you want to describe them, are fairly young, with the exception of Clarence Thomas. And so they're going to be there for a long time unless one of them gets sick or somehow or other. So there's not going to be much of a change other than what public opinion will force upon elected officials, because it is elected officials who make these the president and then the members of the Senate that confirm they are elected officials. If you don't think that the average white woman, if that's what it is, the average young woman, and I'm not sure it makes a difference what color, but it may, is going to work very hard to get Democrats elected and Republicans defeated. And it was going kind of the opposite way. If you look at the stats prior to Roe v. Wade, in many states, there were more younger Republicans because the younger Republicans were PO'd at the Democrats for what they were doing or what they weren't doing. Things like immigration that have bothered a lot of people. And that became the mantra until this. And now the pendulum swings the other way.
It seems like it'll just keep going back and forth. And with the Roe v. Wade being overturned and abortion laws going back to the states to decide, some states that are saying abortion is legal after 15 weeks or after 6 weeks, that they are not allowing for situations of rape or incest. And no.
That's the mistake. That's what most people want to see addressed.
Yes, yeah. And so a young woman who, or not even a young woman, just any woman who had her body violated in that sense, then also loses the right to make her choices over her body from the rape or incest should that result in a pregnancy.
Yeah. It's got to be addressed. The White House now warning Republicans because of the Roe ruling, are women going to be stripped of their rights? And this is going to become the political mantra. This is what they'll use. The Republicans have given them, as Trump said, this is going to hurt our republic. This is going to hurt our party. And it is. And he's responsible for putting these people in. Or at least he'll be, whether he vetted them all, he'll be responsible because he's the one that was president that named these people to the Supreme Court. So he's going to take the hit, and therefore the people who are with him are going to take the hit as well. And you shouldn't, this is the thing, people are gloating about this. What business is it of yours? And I've asked this question for as long as I've been on the radio. Why is it your business what somebody you can say, well, I'm trying to protect the rights of the unborn? Okay, that's an argument that has some merit. Maybe it has a lot of merit. But still, it isn't your child. Why is it you get so passionate? I've seen a lot of stories over the years of people who were so wrapped up in this, and yet they were horrible parents and their children were out of control. I can't tell you how many stories over the years I've read or talked about on the air of parents who have been activists when it comes to this, but yet their own care of their own children is deplorable.
Yeah.
And there are
they're more concerned about what's happening outside of their home than looking within.
Yeah.
And
Take care of your own.
Lot of parents.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so do you feel like that Republicans are trying to strip women of their rights? Do you feel that way as a woman who's had a baby, might get pregnant again? You probably know a lot of people who may have been.
I'm hesitant to say Republicans outright just because I don't like putting everybody in a box. And I know
that
not all, Republicans have voted for this.
Yes.
I think that the people who are making these choices are making choices for other people. And it is a very one-sided choice because it just science says men do not get pregnant. Men don't have to go through this. And so it does feel a little bit, whether you're for or against, it does kind of feel like an attack on women because we no longer have full autonomy over our bodies should we get pregnant. And there are so many, we always talk about how there's so many kids in the system. But what about those parents that weren't ready to have kids? The suicide rate is already high enough.
Well, there are a lot of children.
We worry about this becoming more, and people forget about postpartum depression. A woman who didn't want to be pregnant and doesn't want to have this kid, and then you have all that emotional turmoil as well as the chemical imbalances that happen. It could get really, really devastating very quickly.
The White House has a gender policy council director. Who would have thunk it? Her name is Jen Klein. She's in charge of gender policy. Okay, well, maybe the focus these days is more toward that. And what does that mean? Is it a focus on women's rights? I'm assuming this is about women because this person being brought into the policy discussion because of Roe v. Wade, and that's women. Is there somebody that's taking a look at men and gender policy toward them? Would be the question.
If you want everything equal, it should truly be equal. It should be looked at both sides in every which way.
Yeah. All right, so that's that continuing. The president is traveling this week, and there's a stop at NATO. I think he's talking to a number of people in Europe. Let's talk about what's going on with NATO and the war as we continue here at 43 after the hour.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
45 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the focus on NATO, what's going on in the war. I thought it was interesting. There are a couple of Ukrainian pilots that are in Washington this week, Jay, and they've gone to Washington to make their case for more help from America and the West. They talked about Russia. They were interviewed, obviously, by a lot of news media folks. And the worry is if the Russians win in Ukraine, there's no telling where the Kremlin will go next. They are no match.
Doesn't it Poland next?
Well, that's what the people are saying, yeah. And that's the start of a... Poland has a whole different connection to the West than Ukraine does. Ukraine has a business connection, but it's always thought of as being a Russian country. Poland, however, not so much. Poland is one of those bridge countries. Certainly during World War II, it came around to feeling like, and it does today, Czechoslovakia is another one of those countries, that feel like it's more Western than Eastern. And because there are a lot of Polish people who live in Europe, Polish people live in our country, let's just hope that somebody puts a bullet in Putin's head before that. And why it hasn't happened yet is a question I ask myself and you every day. Meanwhile, NATO is going to increase their forces that are on high alert. It had been 40 or 50,000, but now, because of the discussion in part from these pilots, because the pilots have said the Russians are doing this, that, and the other thing, so now NATO has increased the number of forces on high alert to 300,000. The Secretary General of NATO confirming that all the allies in Europe will expand their troop deployments. But is this a war being fought on the ground? You see and hear all the stories about, for example, a shopping mall that was blown up.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's theater a few months ago. Yeah. It makes you wonder what. Well, and then the NATO response force, currently around 40,000, so they're going to up it. That's soldiers, sailors, and air personnel. Mm-hmm. So they'll probably have a good mix, and they're actually changing the name to the Allied Reaction Force.
Yep. All right. Here's a couple of, speaking of reactions, Brian Laundrie's notebook has been.
Goodness.
This is. Something else. This has been released, and in his notebook, he confesses to murdering Gabby Petito. Petito.
Right? Yeah. Petito. And he called it a mercy killing. He said she got hurt. She was injured. And so he knew that she wouldn't want to live life like that, and so it was a mercy killing. But then as soon as he did it, he knew that he wouldn't be able to go on without her, and he made a mistake, and all of this stuff. And it makes you wonder, when did he write this? Because when you remember the timeline, he came back from their cross-country trip about, what, a week before her family filed a missing persons report, and he came back alone. Gabby was living with him, with Brian Laundrie and his family, and he even says in the notebook that his family is about to lose a son, and they already lost a daughter, meaning Gabby, mm-hmm. that's how close they were to each other and everything. And what this notebook was submerged, and yet
underwater.
So legible.
Mm-hmm. So now... there's a Lifetime movie, the Gabby Petito story. Right? Where else?
Do we call this too soon, or is this kind of right about time, I guess? I don't know. It is being filmed right now. Thora Birch, the actress, who well-known child actress, is playing Gabby's mom.
Yeah.
And also, she's playing Gabby's mom, and she's also directing this.
Really? They're shooting in Salt Lake City. Speaking of that, Dr. Jack, up next, for those of you who are sticking around, it's 10 before the hour.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth. because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Three past the hour now on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, going through some of the things that Jack is well known. There are, by the way, lots of podcasts. There are podcasts going back years and years and years of Jack on Good Day Health. A couple of the more interesting recent ones. Jack talks about working with newborns. I wonder how that's going to settle in. Have you made any comments about Roe v. Wade? This was a conversation about baby formula. That was the focus on newborns heretofore. But now it's all about, and I wonder where you are in Salt Lake City, what's the local discussion about there? Is it?
Well, they understand that it's a constitutional issue. It didn't stop abortions by any means.
Yeah.
It just returned it back to the states. It's, you know, it's as the 10th Amendment says, you know, if whatever we didn't say in here belongs to the states, which is where it should be anyway.
Jack, talking about I'm looking through a review of some of the more recent conversations you've had with people on the program, and I love, because now you're doing it pretty much by yourself, other than the segment like this that we do together, and you have a lot of explanation, the summer sun discussion about what you're supposed to wear on your skin, that sort of thing. I think suffice it to say, Jack has a very unique, as a Nuka chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner, is a very unique way of going through the medical issues of the day. And those things are all for your absorption. Podcast available every week. It's free at DougSteffen.com or wherever you get your podcasts, all right? Jack and his explanations of things like what happens in the sun when you're a little overweight. Can you just go out in the sun? There are some people who think that you can go out in the sun and just stand there and you'll lose weight. Yes, no, you maybe? Know,
well, the scientists have found some genes that respond to sunlight. Now, this, you know, that would be interesting in the light of the fact that scientists have found this, but of course Mother Nature built that into us a long time ago. And they found that light, direct sunlight, triggers the OPN3 gene, which prompts fat cells to release their fatty acids. And, of course, that's where the energy comes from. Fat cells store fatty acids. Fatty acids are a great fuel source for the heart, for the brain, and for muscles. And when we have a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of sugar in our diet, our body will opt for the sugar for our energy because it's easy to get the energy out of that. It takes a little bit more time to get it out of fat.
Can I explain that a little further? Let's put a
sugar contains
more light
oxygen
on
that. The sugar molecule has oxygen in it. Mm-hmm. And in order for something to be oxidized, oxygen has to be present. Fatty acids, which are the fats that are necessary in our diet, do not have oxygen in them. So they have to be exposed to oxygen for them to be oxidized. This happens in cells, happens in mitochondria, definitely happens inside the liver, where energy is released from fats. So if you have sugar and fats in your bloodstream, which everybody does all the time anyway, but if you have too much sugar because you have too many carbohydrates in your diet, your body will use the sugar for its energy because it can get it out much quicker that way, and the fats build up. So if you have high triglycerides or you have high bad LDL, you probably have too much sugar in your diet because your body can't get to the fat to get the energy out because the sugar is so available.
This is HIPAA time. Now that you say that, I've never heard that before from you or Ken, what you just said about sugar content and why there may be fat. I concern myself a little bit from time to time because, as you know, I don't do a lot of bad things to myself, but ice cream and cake and cookies are in that in that ballpark. So I take, there's something from Standard Process, I can't remember what it's called now, that I take 3 capsules a day because it deals with sugar in my system.
Diaplex.
That's it, right. Yeah.
When we can get a diabetic patient on Diaplex and our enzymes, long life energy enzymes, usually in about 30 to 60, sometimes 90 days, they greatly decrease their diabetic
medication. So why then do I have the good cholesterol I don't have enough of, bad cholesterol, supposedly, depending on your definition?
Okay, that's
And now what you just said made me think about the sugar content, and is that contributing to the lightness of my good and the gathering of the bad?
Yes, it is, because when you're having cake and ice cream, which, you know, is half sugar, your body will use that for energy, and the fat builds up in the bloodstream. I mean, that's why people who go on Atkins or people who go on a low-carb diet lose weight so fast, because there's very little sugar left in the system, so the body has to go to fat to get its energy, and they lose weight quickly.
All right, there you got it. Check out that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's a lot of info there, and you can find what's available from Jack through Standard Process. 59 past the hour.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.